When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
K-Rock, how would you like to go see the Lumineers? We have tickets for you in less than 30 minutes as K-Rock's summer ticket blowout continues. But right now, we enter another round of the summer draft. Predictions as to what will happen officially in summer of 2025. Officially starts on Saturday. But what will actually take place over the next 2 months? Yesterday, we predicted what we believe the song of the summer will be. We also gave some predictions as to what we believe the food of the summer will be.
Guava Girls.
And told us a lot about people on the show, a lot of predictions, where we're at right now. We're entering the round of fashion. What will be the summer fashion? There's always something.
Fashion.
Will it be the Lulablue or whatever that dumb thing is called?
Labubu?
Labubu. Or will that even be accepted because that's already kind of had its moment? Or are we already in Labubu wind down mode now? What will be next?
And I think that's a little too niche, you know? I know everyone's into it, but I feel like people move on so quickly these days.
And then the final round will be the overall trend of summer 2025. What will it be known as? Looking back on summer 2025, it will be the summer of blank, because there's always something that usually we say, oh, yeah, that was the summer of Rat Boy Summer, or that was the summer of sex, whatever. So, where we left off in the draft, I can't believe it, but when you think fashion, you think Jake the Nerd. And kicking off round three of the draft, summer draft, is Jake the Nerd with his prediction as to what will be the summer fashion for summer 2025.
I am going by all my targeted ads that I keep seeing, and for some reason I get tons of ads for corduroy shorts.
For some reason?
I don't know. They look pretty cool.
You mean, is the reason that you also wear cargo and jean shorts every day?
What, I wear jean shorts every day.
What idiot's going to buy these leftover corduroy shorts from 20 years ago?
Guess what about
Jake,
the targeted ads?
Cool. I'm thinking about buying some.
So right. Jake is going to get is locking in on corduroy shorts. Jake's team right now for summer predictions includes shrimp as the food of the summer.
Shrimp.
And his song is Dax Riggs, Sunshine Felt the Dark Side Smile.
Oh, my God. If you want to feel
smile.
Really depressed.
A real suicide
it has
anthem.
Sunshine in the title.
All right. Well, whatever. That was Jake's pick so far. All right, Jake. And now you've added corduroy shorts to your summer draft.
Yeah.
Something that has popped up in none of our feeds.
Nope.
That's weird, man.
We move to Allie for the second pick in the fashion draft, the fashion round of the summer draft. Allie, what do you think?
So I don't know if you're going to say this counts or not, but I think the whole spray tan, even skin tone thing is going to go away. And I think the fashion trend this summer is going to be everybody embracing tan lines.
Aggressive tan lines.
I think everyone's going to, it's a show, it shows everyone that you're having a good time. Having a sunburn is going to be like, yeah, I really lived this summer. I don't care. I just wore this tank top and I didn't think about it. And now I've got these tan lines, but it's a sign of a good time and I'm proud of it.
I'm strangely turned on. I shouldn't admit this now, but by a woman that has a tan line of a different, like a thong or a smaller bathing suit. That you can see while she's wearing a different bathing suit.
That's such a specific
thing. I know. What a kink.
Bro, I've seen that. I agree with that.
Yeah. It's not just tan lines in general. Yeah, it's just tan lines of smaller bathing suits on regular ones.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't explain
it. How would you see smaller ones?
Yeah, how would you see them?
Guys, I can't explain how.
I mean,
but
she's wearing a smaller one.
Yeah, she's wearing a smaller one, and then you see lines of other bathing suits.
Okay.
Forget what I said. Pull this out of the podcast. All right, the point is...
So you're saying tan lines of bigger bathing suits, but they went for a smaller bathing suit.
Or different
suit.
Styles. Like, they're you see strings from other bathing suits where they once were. I agree. Tan lines, I think, are actually super hot. In fact, Allie last year, I just saw this in our memories. It was like a year ago. Allie got severely sunburned. Sun
poisoning.
Oh,
yeah, I think that was... I needed to see a doctor.
And
then
people photoshopped all sorts of funny stuff on Allie's sunburn, if you remember. If we could repost...
That did it for you, Klein?
No, that did not. That almost cured me. All right, Allie's drafting tan lines as a fashion for summer 2025.
And doesn't your wife do spray tanning and everything's all even?
Yeah, I don't like the spray tanning. She does it. And she, and by the way, she looks like... almost racist. Like, when she comes out, it is like, what happened? And she goes, oh, you got to let it sit for a few hours, and then you shower off a few coats of this stuff. But, I mean, sometimes I come home, and I I think it's a totally different person. I mean, it's wild.
Wow.
Like wild.
You're like totally different nationality.
Oh, yes.
And I think you get blind to what it's actually looking like because you see it so much and you're like, I want it darker, I want it darker. And then you end up being one of those like leather, dark-skinned white ladies that just looks strange.
I think she stopped doing the spray tans because it made the whole house smell like coconut.
Oh, that sounds great.
No, not good though. I like my house to smell like shrimp, guys.
Coconut shrimp.
We go to question.
Yeah, okay, coconut
shrimp. Smells like coconut shrimp.
Round number three. Vanessa, what would you believe? I know you're very excited about this round. The fashion of 2025 summer.
I think jelly shoes. Jelly sandals. Yeah, jelly shoes.
Jelly shoes, I think, are already here.
Yeah,
definitely.
They've been here for a bit.
But everyone's going to embrace them. The boys, the girls.
I have seen little kids wearing jelly shoes, you know, and a lot of adults are going, I remember jelly shoes. I got to get me some of those.
I feel like I've seen those for a while now. I think those are already back.
They're going to be extra popular in the summer.
You think boys are going to be wearing jelly shoes?
Yeah, they're court shorts.
All right.
Jelly shoes and cord shorts.
Summer can't end quick enough. Omar, what's your pick? Yeah. Fashion of summer 2025.
Well, one member of our show has already kind of worn this piece of clothing that I'm going to share with you here, and I think he's a very fashion-forward guy, and I'm referring to Johnny. And he wears the male midriff, and I think it's going to gain popularity this summer, and I think everybody on the beach is going to be wearing the male midriff.
Yeah, the tankini. It's the tankini. Yeah. Johnny,
what's a midriff?
You're wearing that shirt. You always cut your little shirt and show your belly button off.
Oh, crop tops. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you were doing that for Pride Month. I didn't realize that that's just something you're doing year-round, I guess, huh?
I thought midriff was about boobs. I thought he was talking about boobs.
No. You are an idiot. There's no denying
that. Isn't midriff like you can't show your chest? Isn't that what midriff is?
Yep, you got it.
You said midriff as well, which is a problem.
He's talking about a racing term now. All right, well, move on. That's a good pick, Omar. I've seen that
by
a lot of guys. Listen, they just got done with football practice.
You've seen that look on a lot of guys?
I've seen a lot of these guys. I go, did they all shrink their shirts in the wash?
Are you just perving out on a bunch of people?
I study people, all right? This is what I do. I study people.
Is that shirt long enough for you, boy?
My pick actually is, and I'm excited about this, because a few years ago we had to live through one of the worst summers ever, and that was the summer of the giant bathing suit. Remember that summer, Allie?
It was like a covered up summer.
Everyone was wearing these giant bathing suit bottoms that were like just massive. They looked like almost diapers.
Some of them were like long skirts.
It was all of a sudden you thought you like got transported back to like the 1920s.
I think that was the year the burkini.
Whatever it was, get rid of it. And I believe that this summer we are making up for lost time. And this is going to be the summer of the itty bitty, barely there bikini. The thongs have been back for a while now.
It rolls off the tongue so nicely.
Thank you.
Itty bitty. What was that?
Whatever, bikini. The point is, bathing suits are getting really, really small now.
Yeah, but that's also been a thing.
No.
Everyone's wearing thong bathing suits.
Smaller. Even smaller. And I think guys are wearing, like
How do you go smaller?
I know. Everything is so small.
The smallest. Like, you'll think everyone's naked up until about two feet away. And unfortunately for guys, too, though, because I still have board shorts that pretty much go to just above my knee. And apparently that's way too long now. Like, you got to go.
I think you go like a little higher than mid-thigh for guys now.
Yeah, which is terrible because my thighs are whiter than Allie.
Oh, thank you. Not with that sunburn.
And we go to the final round now. The last round. What will be the theme of summer 2025? It's our summer draft. We are predicting what we believe will be the big things to happen this summer. Food, fashion, music. And now we're going to post all of our picks, by the way, up on the socials at Klein Allie Show. The first pick in the last round goes to DJ Omar Khan. What will be the theme of summer 2025? The overall theme, one trend.
Well, I think it's going to be a big trend. I don't necessarily think it's a good trend, but it's going to be the summer of raw dogging. A raw dog summer.
Oh, my God, that was mine.
Because I think more and more people are just going to show up to the beach without food, snacks, a towel. They're just going to show up. No sunscreen or whatever. They're just going to go raw dog the beach, raw dog the pool, raw dog any kind of summer activity. The summer of the raw dog.
I agree. People started with the airplane flights, and now everyone's just going raw dog the workouts, raw dog the beach, raw dog the pool.
Minimalism.
I'm going to go in the pool, not even put on a bathing suit, which is good. Goes with me. So small they don't have one. And people raw dogging. It's the summer of the raw dog. It's a great, great pick.
Thank you.
You're up next, Vanessa.
I just changed mine.
Jesus, are you in space?
No, because I was thinking about the one that I wanted to say, but after hearing Omar's, okay, so my summer is going to be the summer of day drinking. No one's going to go out at night. Everyone's going to go out during the day. Mm. Day activities, you're day drinking. Yeah. The summer of day drinking.
All this talk about getting proper sleep, so people are taking that more seriously now. So they're like, yeah, let's just get hammered at noon, and then we can still go to bed by 9:30.
Yeah.
Instead of the staying up late and getting hammered till 2 in the morning.
And a lot of those drink deals happen during the day, and then you get right into happy hours, the tail end of it, and then you're done. You're home. You can watch Netflix and fall asleep early.
Day drinking that's and great. Done by dinner. That's a good pick. Jake, drinking. You're up next. Summer draft.
Might be just because I'm so anxious about watching the news so often, but it's going to be the summer of war.
Oh, God. Jesus, damn. You're so sad.
Cord shorts are fun, though.
That's a song you picked is
but
perfect.
But at least we have cord shorts is not a sentence anyone will ever say.
Allie, you're up next quickly.
Yeah, Omar kind of took mine, but I'm going to go with digital detox summer. So I think people are going to have experiences. They're going to go on vacations, and they're not going to take pictures, and they're not going to post them.
That's what Omar said.
No. He was talking about beach, bringing stuff to the beach.
He said raw dog.
No, it's the same thing. You're not taking anything with you. Digital detox is a different word.
You're saying the same thing.
Nah, it's not bringing your phone. He didn't say anything about phones and not posting.
I said you're not going to bring anything.
It's not going to bring, and phones especially, and not going to post things even when you get to your phone.
You're stealing.
So after you said that was yours, you're just renaming it.
At least we have cord shorts.
Now you're just stealing Jake's.
You know what? I like that.
Now you're just stealing Jake's.
I'm locking it in.
I hate to say this, guys. I believe that this summer will be considered the summer of abstinence, which goes against what I love and what I'm trying for. But if my wife is any indication of what is trending, abstinence is in a big way. And I'll tell you why. I think people now don't feel...
So they're going to be more naked than ever, but more...
Yeah.
They're just going to be naked and not have sex?
Everyone's going to be all horned up and not having sex. It's going to be one of those summers where they go, people are prioritizing sex less and less. We've seen the stats. No one wants to have kids anymore. Very expensive and messy and
snotty.
And
they love me time.
The people like me time, and no one wants to deal with any of the messiness of it all. Vanessa's been abstinent now for how long, Vanessa?
Well, I'm not going to share this with the world. Not from space.
She's banging an astronaut right now. We got to take a break. When we get back, we'll post this all up on our socials. Nice predictions on the text line as well. Be right back. We got tickets upcoming in about 15 minutes. Get you to see the Lumineers, your ADD news after this.